Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech, driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your hosts, Derek Osborne and Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. I'm Derek Osborne.
And I'm Emily Hudson.
And this is another edition of Intel on AI podcast. Today, our guest is Anand Pashandi from A2 IoT. Welcome, Anand.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks, Emily. Thanks for welcoming me.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role within A2 IoT?
Sure. I am the founder and CEO of A2 IoT, and I am basically a technologist. And before starting A2 IoT, I worked at Intel for more than 9 years. I work in computer architecture, software, AI. And in 2017, I founded A2 IoT, and I continue being the CEO of that company since then.
Can you tell us about A2 IoT and the type of products that you're making?
So A2 IoT develops embedded AI products for manufacturing companies. We work on getting data from machines where you do not have any data. So typical manufacturing processes like cutting of metals, welding, drilling, or even more modern robotic processes sometimes do not quite tell you what is going on or do not give you enough data. And there are multiple techniques to get the data from the machine. Our innovations is we use sounds of the machine and sometimes the videos. So using sounds and videos of the machine, we understand in real time what the machine is doing, what the state of the machine is. So think like this, if there was a human expert in the factory, and he or she is supposed to tell you what's happening about the machine, that human expert will listen to the machine and look at the machine. So that human expert will use eyes and ears of the machine. So that's the intelligence we are trying to build into our AI models. So our AI models become the eyes and ears of the machines. And video analytics is quite a mature field, but sound analytics is something completely new. And we are the pioneers in sound analytics. We have developed several models where we can listen to the sounds of the machines and in real time convert that into information. And that's where we use a lot of Intel technology. We use Intel AI software systems for real-time analytics at the edge. And we understand what the machines are doing. And then we build a full software dashboard about the state of the machines and, in fact, the state of the full factory using multiple sounds coming from the factories. So that's primarily the rough area that we work in. All our products revolve around this idea of sound analytics in the factories.
So Anand, I'm interested in all of this digitization you're referring to in terms of factory. And I've heard the term used called the fourth industrial revolution. Is your effort in A2 IoT part of this fourth industrial revolution that's coming?
Absolutely. It's very much the part of fourth industrial revolution or industry 4.0 as it is called. For many manufacturing companies, there is a big entry barrier to Industry 4.0 because their machines are older machines and they are offline machines. These machines do not connect to the internet. So what we do is we solve that problem. By using sound analytics, we get a continuous stream of information about what that machine is doing. And now we can connect that information to the internet or the servers, and essentially we are getting digital information. So we convert that old machine into a smart machine, into a connected machine, and that actually makes it possible for that manufacturer or that factory owner to get into the industry 4.0.
What type of machine are your customers usually working with?
So any machine that makes sounds, and the sounds are characteristic of what's going on. Welding is one process where we have done quite a bit extensive work. In welding, that's one process where real-time quality monitoring is extremely difficult. When you do a welding job, only way for you to know when the welding is correct or not correct or right or wrong is to do a destructive testing and cut the welded joint open, and then you can later analyze if the welding is right or wrong. And that being a destructive testing, of course, you cannot do it on 100% parts. It can only be done on sampling basis. So one of the techniques we have developed is from the sounds of the welding, we can get an approximate estimate of the quality of the welding. When all the parameters are set right, it makes a smooth sound. When some of the welding parameters are set wrong, it makes a crackling sound or sizzling sound. And we have models trained to detect that and give you a warning that something is not quite right. And that happens in real time while the welding is going on. Other types of machines we have worked on are drilling machines, basically any machining operations, cutting, CNC machines, milling machines, etc. Then we have deployed sound analytics in Japan in a big factory. They use sawing of the metals. These factories cut the rods into slices or thin sort of pieces of the metal. And that cutting sound, they are using sound analytics to determine if the what the machine is doing, is it cutting or it is not cutting, is everything okay or something is wrong. Another example of kind of machines we can use sound analytics is the pneumatic machines. In many of the pneumatic machines, there is leak of the compressed air. And if there is a compressed air leakage, that can cause a lack of performance or sort of some issues in the machines. And that's one sound which we can detect using our technology. And every day we get new customers telling us they have new machine they would like to work on. In fact, one customer told us that they do diamond cutting. And in diamond cutting, that's such a hard process that the cutting blade itself breaks many times. So they wanted us to develop a model for diamond cutting. So yeah, there are endless possibilities, and we are still a small team, so we cannot really do everything at one shot right now, but still we are growing pretty fast and we'll include more and more sounds.
Where are you doing the data processing?
So for this idea to work smoothly, it is almost mandatory for us to do the analytics at the edge or in the local unit in the factory. And that's where we use the Intel architecture. So we use the Intel edge computing hardware or the Intel architecture based edge computing devices. The sound never leaves the factory. There is also the privacy concern with the sounds of the machines going out of the factory. And many manufacturers would not like their real live sounds to go to a cloud. There is a local unit we install, which is our edge device. And entire analytics happens on that device. And that data is never sent out of the factory.
How do you avoid this issue in a manufacturing process? Many times there will be an event that will happen that you have not captured in the training data. How does your model, how is it able to capture these events and be able to produce reliable data in events that were not part of the training set?
So what we essentially do is that we do several data augmentation techniques from our side. So when we collect the data, as I said, we sort of simulate a lot more complicated conditions on that data. So we take the bass sound and we add variety of variations to that sound. We add some noise to the sound and we try to basically build a robust model where we throw in a lot of variations in the data from our side while building the model. So model building is quite an extensive exercise where we use data augmentation techniques. We use some of the techniques with which we generate new synthetic data. We have multiple sounds. We mix and match them. We superimpose them and try to create sort of a mix of multiple sounds. And all that thing is thrown at the model during the training phase so that the model is fairly robust. But even then, there would be some event once in a while the model fails. So we are now telling our customers that if you suspect something is really wrong, let us know. And we are slowly building a platform where our customers can automatically tell the model that something was wrong, and then the model can be retrained with the additional data on the go.
Are you able to take other data and augment it with your sound data to create predictions?
Yes. So that's where the video comes into picture. There are many manufacturing processes where sound is a good data. It tells you a lot of story, like welding, for example. Sound tells a lot of story. And then there are processes where the videos tell you very interesting things like what's going on. So we use video analytics in the same fashion. Instead of somebody watching the video and what's going on, we have AI models that will automatically analyze every frame of that video and record the events or build a full database of what was happening every second by second. So we could use some information from the video, some information from the sound, and then build a very accurate model about what the machine was doing and what was the state of the machine.
So you mentioned optimizations, and I'm curious what role the Intel AI Builders program has helped with helping you access those software optimizations that are helping you advance your models.
Yes, Intel AI Builders program has been a huge help for us, and it's really great working with them. One key challenge that we face all the time is real-time analysis. So my entire sound analytics pipeline, from capturing the sound, we do some kind of a frequency transformation, frequency domain transformations of the sound. We do some noise cancellation techniques. We do some sound filtration techniques. And then finally, we do the deep learning model, which classifies the sound into various event categories. So there is a fairly long pipeline of sound processing and analysis that happens. That entire pipeline has to run in less than 1 second for me to classify that 1 second frame. Because in the next second, I'm going to get next frame. And that process runs repeatedly. Earlier, when we were working without Intel's help on our own, sometimes this process was taking more than 1 second. So where Intel AI helped us is that using the Intel OpenVINO tool, we were able to get significant speed up in our sound analytics, or in general, our analytics at the edge. So on some of our deep learning models, we got about 9x speed up using OpenVINO on the exact same hardware. They showed us how using OpenVINO we can get up speed up. And once we learned that technique, now all of our models work in the real time in whatever time we need. And that's really the Intel OpenVINO help. For the video analytics we do, the 1 second window I mentioned is for sound analytics. Video analytics is much faster because you get 30 frames per second video. So using Intel OpenVINO, we can do a video analytics on the edge at 30 frames per second. So again, that's very crucial for our device to work in practice. And that's the help from Intel AI team.
Excellent. It's been a pleasure to talk to you about A2 IoT and all the work you're doing advancing the fourth industrial revolution. If listeners wanted to find out more about your company, where should they go for more information?
So they could check out our website, which is www.a2iot.com, or they could just write an email to info@a2iot.com, and we'll be very happy to answer more questions.
Well, thank you so much, Anand. On behalf of the Intel AI podcast, this is Emily Hudson.
And this is Derek Osborne.